Scripture says that God our Savior desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. But what is the truth? And how do we gain that knowledge? The answer to these questions and more in today's edition of Faith with Father. Living Bread Radio presents Faith with Father, a program aimed at teaching today's culture the truth about the Catholic faith. And now here's your host, Tim Perry.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Faith with Father. I'm your host, Tim Perry, and with me today in studio is Father Nicholas Mancini, currently the pastor of Sacred Heart of Mary Parish in Louisville, and he's also the spiritual director for us here at Living Bread Radio. Welcome, Father.
Thank you, Tim.
Today we're going to continue our discussion from the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, the Ten Commandments. And today we're going to talk about the Fourth Commandment, honor your father and your mother. So to whom does the Fourth Commandment refer, and what does it require of us?
Okay, I think first of all, let's look at Exodus 20:12. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land which the Lord your God gives you. The fourth commandment refers in the first place to one's physical parents, but also to the people to whom we owe our life, our well-being, our security, and our faith. What we owe in the first place to our parents, namely, love, gratitude, and respect, should also govern our relations to people who guide us and are there for us. There are many people who represent for us a God-given natural and good authority. Foster or step-parents, older relatives and ancestors, educators, teachers, employers, superiors. In the spirit of the fourth commandment, we should do them justice. In the broadest sense, this commandment applies even to our duties as citizens to the state. St. Augustine pointed out one thing, and I think it's something here to note. The life of the parents is the book which the children read.
I know in my own case, I was blessed with three children and have been married a little over 35 years. The way that I've raised my kids is very similar to the way that my mom and dad raised me, and the same with my wife. Mm-hmm. And although we had different backgrounds, obviously, you know, together we teamed up to do the best that we could as far as, you know, raising our children to love Jesus Christ. I remember reminding my son just this weekend, I only said one thing. I says, if I only taught you one thing, remember this. Love Jesus. It's the only way to get to heaven. If the only thing you learn from me is to love Jesus. So I think in that way, my son honors me, even though he's not going to church. I'm trying to get him to go to church, but I'm trying to remind him of the importance of Jesus, not just in this life, but mm-hmm. in the next life. So again, in lovingly reminding him of some of the lessons that I taught him when he was a little boy.
Right. You know, we look to our parents for that guidance. What we learn at home, like you say, you bring into your own family if that's the vocation the Lord wants you to follow. Even in a religious life or priesthood, you know, those that enter that state or a vocation of life look at the glory of their parents and what they have taught them and formed them in relationship to others. And that, I think, you know, that's the place of family. That's what we look to our parents for, to give us that insight and the beauty of God's plan of creation through family. And that commandment certainly is an important one for us to live by.
So question 368 asks, what place does the family have in God's plan of creation?
A man and a woman who are married to each other form together with their children a family. God wills that the love of the spouses, if possible, should produce children. These children, who are entrusted to the promotion and the care of their parents have the same dignity as their parents. God Himself, in the depths of the Trinity, is communion. In the human sphere, the family is that image of communion. The family is a unique school of living in relationships. Nowhere do children grow up as well as in an intact family in which they experience heartfelt affection, mutual respect, and responsibility for one another. Finally, faith grows in the family too. The family is, as the church tells us, a mature church, a domestic church, the radiance of which should invite others into this fellowship of faith, charity, and hope. Thus, the family that prays together stays together, those famous words of Father Peyton. And I think these are words truly to live by. The family that prays together stays together. Families go to church together on Sunday. They worship as a family. They do things as a family. Brings love, harmony, and hope into a family setting.
And you know, it's important to note that today we're having two very frontal attacks on the family with contraception and this idea of quote-unquote same-sex marriage. With contraception, the couple spouses are being selfish as opposed to being unselfish.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's one thing I really take away from my own parents is how unselfish they were. My dad worked his butt off all the time, was always at work. My mom raised six kids and, again, gave unselfishly and generously and lovingly, where contraception takes away that idea of, well, we're going to wait till we have more money, till I've spent more time in my career and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with same-sex unions or marriages. In trying to define what the family is, it's going contrary to what God teaches is the family unit, a man, a woman, and with that conjugal love creates children. And now we have sort of a mini church or even like a mini Holy Trinity where the love of the Father and the Son produces that Holy Spirit and the children of that love, where we have that family unit.
That's so true, you know, and you look at the image of family life and parents and what we do for them. You know, as we're growing up, our parents teach us the values of faith, of right and wrong. We learn in school. Our parents tell us to be respectful to your lawful authorities, your teachers, the principal, other students, to law enforcement, all the rest comes under that commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, because we learn from the family how to live in society. And when we respect one another, we respect the dignity and the values of each and every person. As you said, in that little mini church, Blessed John the 23rd, one day, you know, when he was looking out the window of his apartment onto Vatican Square, he saw a young couple there by the fountain, just sitting there and enjoying one another's company. And as they were walking, holding hands and going around the square, he observed them and he thought to himself, what will the future be for them? And I think when we see and hear something like that, and it's beautifully depicted in the movie on his life, that it shows, as Ed Asner portrays Blessed John the 23rd, that one scene is focused in. And John thought, what can I do to make it better for them? And I think what his intention was is to remind each and every person how much, you know, John loved his father and mother, how his father sacrificed for his education, how his mother gave and his grandparents gave so that he can be formulated into the person that he turned out to be, a good priest, a good bishop, a cardinal, and later the Pope. And I think he wanted to show that relationship of love and understanding for that commandment to this young couple, as perhaps they begin their journey as husband and wife together in building up that community of faith. And he probably thought, what a great place to start, right in front of St. Peter's, together as a oneness of God himself, bringing that spirit of family and love and joy and peace. And I think this is the relationship every child should have with his parents. Even when they grow old, Scripture tells us, you know, take care of your father when he grows old. Do not forsake him. And I think when we look at this, especially, you know, when our parents do grow old. I know for many years I came back to Youngstown to take care of my parents. I've been working in another diocese and so on. But when they got to the point where they could not do things for themselves, I asked the bishop if it would be permissible to come back to Youngstown to work here, and he said yes. And he says, it's good that you want to help your parents.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. I took care of them until the Lord called them home. And I think this is what we have to do. We have to understand that commandment. We have to truly understand the fullness of its meaning. Or, you know, it's as Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI points out. He said that, you know, the family in a relationship of love is a family that is united by the family of God. And where do we find that? Paul says it beautifully when the husband and wife come together in the sacrament of marriage. They take that with them. And as they build their family, and we the children honor and respect our parents, even unto death and beyond that, because we should still pray for them and honor them in eternal life. This, I think, is what we have to now bring back in our society. That loving respect for lawful authority, for our parents, and for family life.
And I think also, Father, too, wouldn't you agree that when our parents love each other and love us as their children, it not only sets the example for us when we're in our own vacation, whether as a priest or as a spouse, not only that we can love each other the way that our parents loved each other and loved us, but it's also a model for how we are to love God. In a sacrificial way, giving up maybe when we don't want to, but doing it out of love and out of respect.
Right. And, you know, once we see this and understand it, then the beauty of the fourth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, will truly become a source of strength for us all.
Wonderful. We've been listening to Father Mancini. Thanks for joining us this morning, Father.
You're welcome.
As we go through the UCAT, the Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church, and discuss the fourth commandment, honor your father and your mother. This has been Tim Perry, your host. Until next time, may God bless you and yours. Bye for now.
This has been Faith with Father, a production of Living Bread Radio in Canton, Ohio. For an audio archive of this program, log on to livingbreadradio.com and click on Faith with Father. If you have a question or comment about today's program, email us at askfather@livingbreadradio.com. And join us again next time for another edition of Faith with Father.